Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
We're talking Maniac, Made in Mexico, and BoJack Horseman, and honestly, so much more here on Netflix Picks. Join us right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
I love this song so much, it just makes you want to run. Doesn't it?
It makes me want to jump.
Just like, jump. And we are playing this song for a reason, guys, and we'll get to that soon. But welcome back to Netflix Picks. We have been on a brief hiatus, but we had to give you guys a chance to miss us, right? And so we definitely had some tweets and messages. So thank you guys for missing us so much. But we are back. Ashley and Rick will be back later, but we are here. So thank you guys so much for joining us. I am Amy Cassandra Martinez, and I'm joined by two very lovely people. To my left, Mina Wahab. Hello.
Hey, everyone. Super excited to be a guest on the show today.
Yay. And Steve Kaufman.
Thank you all so much for the tweets of support while I was away to watch my Philadelphia Eagles lose 2 weeks ago and for a 95th birthday in Northern California last week.
Wait, a 95th birthday?
A 95th birthday,
what,
yes.
Whose?
My girlfriend's great aunt.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, happy birthday to her.
That's really,
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's really the case. That feels like I made it up.
No,
that
we
sounds
believe
like
you.
A made up,
specific.
It sounds like a made up relation,
no
but it's not.
There's no way that you could make that up unless you were like a pathological liar because it was so specific.
No, we believe you. So Mina will be in the chat today, so feel free to join us there. So let's just get started because there's a lot of stuff that we did watch the last like 2 weeks. But yeah, let's just get into it with Netflix originals. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I watched this amazing show called Made in Mexico. Guys, it's crazy. Is that me? It is. Hi. Everything's good now. Yeah, Made in Mexico. So here's the deal. It's about socialites living in Mexico City, and it's just as wonderful as it sounds. I am not a huge reality show person, but this show just sucked me in. One of the trailers for the show said, this one girl, she said, you know, people think that, you know, Mexicans are really like over the top, dramatic, feel a lot. And you know what? That's true. And that just like cracked me up. She's hilarious. Most of the show is in Spanish, but there are some chunks that are in English. Of course, they have subtitles. But I encourage people that are just interested in visiting Mexico City to watch it. Also, for people that want to practice their Spanish to watch it. And yeah, it's just really cool. Have you guys heard of it? Because I saw it based off of what the recommendations off the top.
This is completely outside my radar.
It's okay.
Well, because I think it's a trifecta of a reality show and then a reality show not in a different language that Netflix probably wouldn't feed it to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty well.
Wow, I didn't think of that.
Like
yeah.
the Netflix kind of knows the user profile, and I'm just not the type that would fit the user profile for any reality show.
Yeah.
Let alone a reality show in a different from another country in a different language. Or partially in a different language.
Did
you know,
it pop up?
I feel like it's something totally up my alley, but I only heard about it through you. Like, you're the reason why I know that this show exists.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But
that's what we're here for.
A lot of what I watch on Netflix is usually very comedy-oriented or documentary-oriented. So, but I feel like it would have popped in there. I never saw it on my account, unless someone's hacking into my account. Messing up my algorithm.
I mean, well, and that's interesting because, yeah, I don't really watch reality anything. So Netflix, you know what you're doing. And you know also what you were doing with something that you watched, Mina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mania.
The reason for this song, guys, that we played earlier. Tell us about it.
Okay, so Maniac is a show about two strangers that happen to sign up for this, like, pharmaceutical drug trial. Very eerie. It's hard to explain unless you actually watch it. It stars Jonah Hill and Emma Stone. Such an amazing combination of talent. I mean, I know it's been since, what was that movie called?
Superbad.
I keep
oh my god.
That's the combination of Superbad.
Yeah. And this is nothing like Superbad. Like, this is, it's not really comedic.
Not at all.
It's so dark. if you guys have ever seen, like, Requiem for a Dream, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Inception, like, you know those movies that make you feel really empty inside?
Yeah, those are very lovely.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's how I feel watching this. It's so good. I watched the first episode and I was like, what is going on? Because it plays with this concept of, like, reality, what is real, what isn't. The protagonist, Jonah Hill's character, is said to be schizophrenic, but we don't really know if he really is schizophrenic. We don't know anything about this pharmaceutical trial. So there are a lot of questions. The thing that I'm kind of upset about is that I found out, before even, like, binging the whole season, I found out there isn't going to be a season two.
Yeah.
And I was so upset because I'm like, this is so good. Like, am I going to be satisfied by the end of the last episode? Like, am I going to feel like all my questions were answered? Like, should I get invested? But I am going to be doing the after show for Maniac here at AfterBuzz TV. So.
Smooth. When's that?
Plug that in there. We're probably going to be shooting it in 2 weeks. So not this week, but next week we'll be figuring out a date and shooting it. It's going to be great. But yeah, like, this, it's a really good show. It's really eerie, really creepy, and you're not going to get better talent than those two people. And the director is Cary Fukunaga. You might remember this person from True Detective. What else has he done? He's done a lot. Just Wikipedia, guys.
Yeah, but like
Jane Eyre, Beast of No Nation.
I remember this trailer came out a month or two ago, and we were all abuzz. And it was one of those things that the trailer, much like this show, is very just like experimental filmmaking. Mm-hmm. So much so that I had to Google to find just the log line of, like, but what's the plot, though?
Yeah.
Like, y'all just, like, getting into these characters and their emotions and the shit. But the basic plot of, like, who are these people and how are they in this weird room?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen it yet. Does it do a good job of explaining up top that these are two regular people who go, or two people that may or may not be regular, who go into a pharmaceutical study? Because I need the context.
Yeah, so it doesn't say if they're two strangers, right? They don't know each other. They're both there for different reasons, like, obviously to make money because they're low on cash or whatever it is. One of them is to, like,
totally relate.
Yeah, it's a 3-day drug trial, and they're told that this drug trial will permanently solve all of their problems with no complications or side effects. And basically the log line, unfortunately, things don't go as planned.
That's a trap, y'all.
Don't do that. Like, don't sign up for a pharmaceutical trial.
I've been on Craigslist since I was 19. That's a trap. I seen that ad.
I mean, hey.
I didn't click it.
We could talk about the show forever, but I really want to watch it.
Yes.
Because now that, I mean, I was interested before, but now I'm really like, yes. But another show that you guys will know that you, Steve, saw was BoJack Horseman.
BoJack Horseman. It is on, I believe it's 5th season.
Oh, wow.
And I want to say it took that long for it to lose any steam at all.
Good for them.
And it, right? Like, and by that, like, it had been running on all cylinders until this season, and it maybe lost 10% capacity for this season, which is just incredible. Because this show is still really good. The characters are really solid. The jokes are really sharp. I just walked away from this season above all the other ones feeling like there was a bit more plot than the previous seasons, which were all very character. Like, this is more like, well, what are we doing? What's everything? Like, then that's the way it ended. However, it's a full-on recommend from me.
Oh, good.
From this series. I want this series to run forever. I believe Comedy Central just started syndicating it. Because they're at that many episodes. Like, they're around 50 or 60 episodes that you don't get syndicated on regular television. But a show like that won't get syndicated on regular television anyway. So Comedy Central picked it up. So I think it's like weekdays on Comedy Central now. So this show is amazing. That's also, for a business standpoint, a really cool thing that a Netflix animation, meaning a thing that's on your phone all the time whenever you want it, is also running on Comedy Central with ads.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see how that'll work.
Yeah.
Must be so great and, like, widespread that they're like, there's going to be a demand for this even on network television.
Yeah, cable television, that, like, even people who are watching Comedy Central on a random afternoon might not have seen this show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's not a piece of crap, unlike American Vandal Season 2.
What?
What?
What with the puns?
What? I was really trying hard for that
Come on with the puns. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Have you seen the whole series? Or the season?
Nope. But I know the gist of the first season, and I certainly know the gist of the second season. Tell us about it.
Oof. American Vandal Season 2. First off, I'm probably on record on this show claiming that American Vandal Season 1 was a comedy. I was... Actually,
check the tapes.
I was a little reductive for saying that. This is a parody. This is a satire. Mm-hmm. It happens to be very, very funny, and the jokes are very, very sharp, but to be funny is not its first goal. Its first goal is to be a satire on culture, which, yes, I'm talking about the same show about Who Drew the Dicks, which is what I find so incredible about American Vandal. That's within the context of everything we're talking about.
Yes, it's fine.
We didn't earn an explicit tag there.
It's fine.
But, God, this, just every twist, every turn, every minor detail, every major detail, and all the poop in American Vandal Season 2 led to just such a really good crescendo at the end that, like, I never thought I'd be recommending such a thing.
Interesting.
So wholeheartedly, but it speaks to your culture in a way only a satire can. Because at a certain point, like, everyone claims SNL is satire when it's, in reality, it's comedy.
It's comedy and it's real life.
But, like, but it's comedy, so at the end of the day, Tina Fey was never going to go so far with her Sarah Palin impression that it would be satire. Because at a certain point, Sarah Palin's going to show up. And then it's just going to be, oh, we're making jokes. South Park is actually satire. American Vandal is actually satire. And I'm just really excited for season 3. I'm really excited where it goes. I'm excited for everything. And honestly, jump in my mentions if you have questions, comments, concerns about the ending of this season, because it's so amazing.
That sounds great. I mean, hey, I might give it a shot. Mina, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it at all. And I'm just like, wow, there's so many shows I have to catch up on.
I know. But you know what? You did catch up on Atypical.
Atypical. First of all, I love season 1. So if you haven't seen season 1, watch it. And I feel like I'm kind of going to spoil it, but season 1
ends... Oh my god, well, wait.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay.
All right, if you have not seen season 1, go watch season 1. This is like one of the most bingeable shows because it's comedy. Each episode is only 30 minutes.
Oh, nice.
And season 1 ends on a note where we figure out that the mom has done something that kind of ruins the whole family. So season 2 starts out like... what are the ramifications of the mom's actions? The family is kind of in a different place now, psychologically. First of all, the daughter is in a new school. I don't know how much I can say without ruining it.
That's plenty. The fact that you said it was bingeable and it's 30 minutes and you love it, I'm already like,
And it's so good. And for those of you who don't even know what it's about at all, the show Atypical centers around... a protagonist who has autism, and it's really funny, but also at the same time there are parts that are kind of like sad and you feel empathy for this character, but they do it in a way that's just so well done where you see his interaction with friends, you can understand what he's going through. He doesn't really understand social cues in the same way everyone else does, but it's just done in such a way where there's great comedic timing, the characters are multi-dimensional, the storyline is just great. Like, I'm so excited about this show, and I just couldn't stop watching. And I think I'm on, like, episode 7 now for season 2, because it's just so freaking good. You just can't stop once you start.
Well, I love hearing that there's so many good things out on Netflix, and it's specifically just originals that we've just covered. Mm-hmm. Before we move on, we do have a little word by our very own Steve Kaufman.
Yes, you do. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite television shows, from dramas, reality television, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We are asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and it will help AfterBuzz TV continue to grow. Example, if you hate sci-fi, don't subscribe to our sci-fi channel. But if you love reality TV, do subscribe to our reality TV channel. Mm-hmm. If you'll subscribe to all of them, we'll take all of them. But subscribe to what you're actually into. We're here in the mothership, youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Mm-hmm. Here is where you'll find shows like Netflix Picks, like...
Mini Spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Like, very much pop culture driven... I was about to say narrow, but it's all narrow. It's pop culture driven stuff. You can tell I'm off script. Where it's like, I am freeballing. I'll get back. But if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't, because they are optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out AfterBuzz TV, all the other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we will thank you on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yay!
I was trying to explain algorithms in the midst of a live read. It was what it was.
But you know what's fantastic is that here at AfterBuzz, we really do cater to you guys. And you can listen to us as well as watch us. So you can listen to us on iTunes. So make sure that when you do, you give us 5 stars. Because that would mean a lot to us, really, truly. And if you leave a comment there, we will also give you a shout out on here.
Correct.
Which you would also be able to hear. If that makes sense.
And also, thank you so much to the people who have already given us shout-outs. In the live chat, we have Brad saying, glad the show is back. Making a Murderer Part 2 is coming out October 19th.
Yes.
He seems to be excited about that.
Yep.
And then we have the Mickey M, Amy.
Hi.
And then he also said, American Vandal is some of the best TV ever.
Right?
So, I mean,
we have two testimonials now. Like, testimonials now.
But BoJack Horseman and American Vandal is some of the best television on television, and they dropped in the same weekend. It was really difficult because I had other stuff to do that weekend, guys.
See, we've been talking a lot about shows, but going into non-Netflix releases, I caught a beautiful movie that I have seen before, but I still love it, and it's called 2 Weeks Notice. Yes.
Oh,
it's so good, and I really appreciate that Netflix put such beautiful, beautiful content on our screens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Sandra Bullock, Hugh Grant. What, early 2000s?
They
2 weeks
don't
notice.
Make like romances like this anymore. I keep saying it. Like I went to one of those outdoor movies, this outdoor cinema club thing, and I saw Practical Magic with.
Oh yeah, is this the Montalbán one with the headphones?
No.
Okay.
Not that one. It's the one where you just like you have like a picnic and you go in the grass and it's really nice and Griffith Observatory. But I'm just like Sandra Bullock can do no wrong. I'm so glad Netflix brought her on for 2 weeks' notice.
I think they should definitely have like a whole category of just Sandra Bullock movies.
That would be amazing,
right? We would totally be here for
that. That would get so many Netflix subscribers.
I mean, Speed.
Hold on.
What the Lake House?
Speed 2, Cruise Control. No. Kidding.
Okay, let me try to pretend that one didn't happen.
No.
Practical Magic. Heck, why not?
Miss Congeniality.
Not the second one.
The first one.
Sequels, first one. You know, very, very tricky. Yeah. But yeah, I really highly recommend 2 Weeks Notice if you've never seen it. It's fantastic. Very sweet. Very cute. Designated Survivor, though. Steve, you saw that one, and that's also a non-Netflix release.
It is a non-Netflix release, although season 3 will be a Netflix release. It was an ABC show two seasons ago that... Well, honestly, I'm specifically talking about season 1, which I think is absolutely worth watching. And the conceit of the show, it happens in the pilot and in the trailer for the pilot, so I'm not spoiling anything. It's a long-held constitutional thing that at a State of the Union, the president, the vice president, Congress, Senate, and the Supreme Court are all in one building. So in order for the chain of command to still happen, they have to designate one person to not be in that building. In the event that building blows up, that person becomes president.
Dun, dun, dun.
Follow Jack Bauer. What's that actor's name?
Mm-hmm.
No one's got me. You know
Jack Bauer.
Yes, yeah. Jack.
That's
24.
You follow President Jack Bauer. No, he is a HUD secretary who is about to be fired by that president because historically, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes,
I was going to get there. historically, what happens is that person is the person you're about to be fired. Like, that's the low man on the totem pole that you don't want seen with the president at the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a HUD secretary that was about to be fired, and then they blew up the whole government. And then he's immediately sworn in as the Constitution states. So it's him and then the governors, and the governors are essentially the presidents of states.
Mm-hmm.
So... he has to deal with all the governors, and he also, like, the FBI is uncovering the plot over who blew up the Capitol building with everyone in it. Season 1 is incredible, and it's especially interesting because Season 1 happened during a presidential election. It also happened, I think, through 3 showrunners, multiple writers, such turmoil that they came out with something that was still good. Season 2, I'm not going to say it's watchable, and then I can't speak on whether they were headed in a direction that deserves a season 3, but Netflix decided they did deserve a season 3. I'm, as you can tell by how I described this, really into, like, minutia of politics, but also the kind of action you'll get with something with Kiefer Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoyed season 1 of this show, and it's worth mentioning now that it's something you can start picking up and enjoying because season 3, Netflix bought it.
Well, and honestly, speaking of something that you can, like, pick up, and maybe re-pick up. We're going to start talking about hidden gems and revisited things. I have two, which I'm super pumped about, because the first one is The Good Place.
Ooh, love The Good Place.
Okay, so I started watching the pilot forever ago, and it was cute, it was nice. And then I think I even maybe saw the second episode, and then I just kind of got sidetracked, and I never got back to it until today. No, not today. A few days ago. And it's really good.
Are you through season one?
No. I mean, like, bro, I've seen a lot of other things. It's okay. One of those that you...
I'm just...
Easy watch. Easy. Kristen Bell's... I mean, come on. Kristen Bell. Veronica Mars. Yeah, it's really easy, and it's something to just kind of, like, put on and feel good. So I really like that one. Mina, have you seen The Good Place?
I haven't, but I've heard so many good things about it. But good. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
It's really good.
I forking love The Good Place.
Oh, you were waiting for that.
All day.
All day.
Season 3 or 4. What just dropped on NBC right now? Season 3 just started on NBC this week. Okay. So season 1 and season 2 are on Netflix currently.
So honestly, like, we could just, like, binge them.
You could be caught up. You could be caught up by next Thursday and then watch season 3, episode 2.
I feel like you're saying this as a challenge, and I'm not really going to accept it because...
I think you might.
No, because there's a lot of stuff that's so good, but it's one of those good places, one that I want to just, like, take my time with, you know? It's just a nice little thing. I did watch Set It Up that Rick has talked about numerous times, and then Ashley has seen... And Steve, have you seen it?
I have seen. I have seen Set It Up.
See, so I was the last one.
Yes.
Okay. Mina, have you seen
it? I haven't. I'm just okay. Like, yes!
That's fine.
So
that's
many
fine.
That I'm
okay.
Like,
no, this
so
is great.
Behind on. Because not only do we have Netflix, we have so many different streaming locations.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much to keep
great
up
too.
With. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is one that you definitely should watch. You said that you were craving that kind of, like, rom-com-y, mm-hmm. you know, like, good quality kind of content. This is it.
Yeah.
Set It Up is so stinking cute.
I love,
you guys were right.
I love those leads, though. Like, they're so funny.
Yeah, and they're charismatic. It's fantastic. It's better than I expected. This could have easily gone south and could have been way too cheesy, and it wasn't for my taste. Was Steve?
I've already voiced my opinion on how I didn't like Set It Up. I also didn't think... my issue was the characters professionally didn't make any sense, because instead of taking a traditional route to success in either of their fields, the plot of this is that they're both assistants to people that they who have careers they ultimately want. And then they're ridiculed. The careers they ultimately want to mirror. Neither of them want to be assistants forever. And there's a clear structure. But they're a career assistants. That's a job.
Yeah, some people
And, like, my issue and something I've learned through my life professionally is that someone might not respect you if you become indispensable as their assistant. Because mm-hmm. if you become indispensable as someone's assistant, they'll do everything they can to keep you as their assistant, including lie to you, including
yeah.
string you along, including some terrible things.
Well, I mean, it just sounds like you really felt a lot of things for the show that I think... That was maybe part of their point.
But no,
and
my
so they succeeded.
No, my issue, and this isn't a spoiler because there's, like, there's so much else goes on. They get a comeuppance without realizing they should have just joined the corporate ladder, and he should have been those junior executives that were laughing at him when he was getting coffee.
Yeah.
Instead of getting coffee, because if you get coffee, people will always see you as the person who gets coffee versus
yeah.
a junior like. Just a hungry junior executive. But,
how do you break out of that, though?
Life advice, career advice.
Yeah. You don't take the assistant job. You find a self-sufficient job outside of your career if your career is such that you can't afford to live.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the career advice, whether that's selling T-shirts or investing in Bitcoin or whatever will get you the next step.
From personal.
No, I avoided Bitcoin like the plague because I didn't get it.
I still don't get it.
It's not a currency. That's a different podcast.
But what's nice about this movie, though, is that it's sweet. And it's not super, super focused on the career part, which I see what you mean.
Mm.
But it's cute. Mm-hmm. It is so stinking cute. And if you don't, like, focus too much on, you know, like, oh my gosh, my career. Like, you start reevaluating everything you've ever done as far as, like, your career goes, you'll really enjoy it.
It seems like the career is just what brought them together. It was just the premise. They don't really focus too much on it, right?
Like, it's part of it. It's a big part of
it. Oh, it is?
It's a really big part of it. And then but it's also central to their characters and the characters' flaws. And I guess my issue was that it was, they were dancing around the idea of both why they're not in relationships and why they're assistants versus just junior executives. Mm-hmm. They were dancing on the fact that their character, that's the same flaw, just mm-hmm. two different things. And they danced around it and then didn't do it.
Well, hey.
That's, I don't know, that's a, it's a deep writer note, I guess.
And you know what? We can get your opinions on it, Mina, next time you're here. You can tell us what you think, and you guys, too.
Well, that's not a huge sell on me to watch it right
no,
now.
No, but ignore what Steve said. No, I'm just kidding.
It was,
no,
it was really cute.
But I love romances, so I'm going to still check it out.
I wouldn't say that this next film, Steve, that you saw is necessarily a romance, but it's fun.
It's
just quickly tell us about it.
It's everything you'd ever want. It is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
I have a theory that I constantly try out here, which is they get a huge, they spend a lot of money on a title, and then they spend a little bit of money to get other titles that feature people in those titles. Arrested Development is a great example. They spent a lot of money to get Arrested Development on mm-hmm. the platform. Michael Cera is in Arrested Development, and if you don't believe me,
he is. I love him in Arrested Development. That was like, but I feel like, okay, I feel like he's always been typecast for that clueless, adorable mm-hmm. role, but in Arrested Development, it works so well. It's literally one of my favorite comedies ever.
And I will,
so well written.
But I will point out that if you look for Michael Cera on Netflix, you get Arrested Development, Wet Hot American Summer, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, Year One,
I love Nick
and
Nora's
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is everything at once. That's what people hated and loved about it at the same time. It's very intricate. It's by Edgar Wright, who directed an unknown percentage of the first Ant-Man movie before they fired and brought in somebody else.
Yeah.
It's really good for anyone who's a comic book fan. It's very well done. And if you don't realize that Scott Pilgrim's wrong in the movie, then you're not woke. No, that bad. But like there is a certain toxic masculinity mm-hmm. to him, but that's ultimately flipped. That if you rewatch it in today's time, it's still a very woke movie. You just don't realize that the protagonist was. You just realize the protagonist was imperfect.
Yeah, I mean, well, and yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely one that I saw back in college, so I would love to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
To see, because, yeah, it does have, like, the comic book-ness.
Also, it has Captain America, just not Captain America. It has Chris Evans is in. Chris Evans is in this movie. Mary Elizabeth Winstead is in this movie.
I've seen parts of it out of order. So, like, I've seen a lot of the movie, just not in order.
This movie in order. And it's also a very true-to-form comic book adaptation. Mm-hmm. Like, sometime, like, frame by frame, pane by pane, true-to-form comic book adaptation from the comic book Scott Pilgrim vs. the World to the actual film. It got panned real fast, and I don't know why.
I mean, yeah. That's definitely one that you'd watch again if you haven't seen it. Watch it for the first time if you haven't seen it. But now we're going to move on to Netflix news. And I hate that I'm having to say this, but Insatiable has been renewed for a second season. So
sure,
here we are. This is the society that we live in. But maybe they just feel like they have more to say, and I understand that they had a lot of, you know, everyone involved in Insatiable had a lot to say about, you know, just defending it and saying that, like, this is not necessarily something that we agree with, but this is kind of like turning a face or turning a mirror to the world, right?
Yeah. To play counterpoint, because so many people are kind of have been dunking on Insatiable for weeks.
Yes, we have.
My first issue was a lot of people had a lot to say about a whole series having only seen a trailer. I saw the trailer and was like, oh, this looks like a thrown-together teen rom-com that's also, in today's times, that's also a TV series. Every review I've read about Insatiable, the fact that it was probably fat-shamey wasn't even in the top 10 reasons it wasn't a good show.
Yeah, like, when I talked about it a few weeks ago, quickly, when the pilot alone just, like, hurts your soul because it's so tone-deaf and awful. But I'm not going to sit here and say, like, don't ever watch it, which I have said, because I don't think you should watch it, but I think you should watch it if you want to have a say. So, if, I don't know, Mina, if you've seen Insatiable.
I've seen only the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Watch it and try to, you know, like, I don't know, watch it and have your own opinion about it, because for some reason Netflix wants to bring back Insatiable and say more.
It's because it caused so much controversy that it's like people are going to want to tune into it, maybe.
Well, also, there are a lot of people on the internet claiming it was terrible and it's bad and it's this and it's that.
Still want to watch it.
But that's a public sentiment. Mm-hmm. Netflix actually knows who was what type of user profile was watching it, and enough of that type of user profile watched it that they wanted to do it again. Mm-hmm. That's all they really care about. And if you don't believe me, 13 Reasons Why has a third season.
Thank you for that. There are worse things
on Netflix.
Well, I mean, we're already talking about 13 seasons. What? 13 seasons.
Oh, God.
13 Reasons Why.
Put it out into the universe, Amy.
not 13. That's a lot. But yes, Catherine Langford, who is the main character of 13 Reasons Why, she is going to be the lead in a new Netflix series called Cursed. So this is from Frank Miller. He will be in charge of it. So I'm curious because I think Catherine Langford is freaking amazing, and I'm glad that Netflix is giving her another kind of platform to really excel. She's amazing.
I think everyone on that show, I think everyone on 13 Reasons Why is an amazing performer. I was about to say philosophically, but really medically disagree with that show. And I mean medically, like medical professionals, like professional psychologists have said this show is harmful.
Isn't that crazy, though? We have, like, two shows that are just so controversial, but when we say controversial, at least it's getting people to talk about it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's better to talk about it and have feelings about it than just to be like, well, let's just push it aside.
Yeah.
So that's good.
What I love about it, I know a lot of people said that 13 Reasons Why glorifies suicide, but I love that exactly what you're saying. It brought this conversation about teen suicide to the forefront of our discussion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important, is the fact that so many people who are young are thinking about taking away their lives. And that's something that needs to be talked about, not stigmatized. And I think the show kind of does a good job of at least making it a conversation topic.
Well, and I mean, so we just talked about everything you can find. Now let's talk about what you will be able to find starting tomorrow, which is basically October.
What?
This is insane. I literally, I'm wearing boots because I'm like, it's basically fall, which it is. It's fall.
It's officially fall.
It's
been pumpkin spice season since September 1st.
Hey. So, here are the top five releases coming out this week. This first one is Big Mouth Season 2. I saw a good chunk of episodes from the first season of Big Mouth, and it's a fun watch. I would say do not watch with your children. Do not watch with your little sister or brother. Baby brother. Don't. But it's fun. It is fun, and it's kind of like, whoa. Have you guys
love Nick Kroll, but I haven't seen it.
I'm familiar.
And I know I have to see it if I like Nick Kroll.
I'm familiar. I haven't seen it, though.
Well, so watch it. Watch season one. Then now you can watch season two on October 5th. Next, we've got Creeped Out. I mean, we're already basically in October, so that means a lot of very spooky shows and movies, and Netflix is jumping right on that. This is basically, it's a bunch of stories in this movie, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like Trick or Treat. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen Trick or Treat. Think of it like, Valentine's Day? We were talking about this, but it's not really.
Because there's a million different stories and it all intersects.
I don't think they're going to intersect.
It's because if they intersect, it would be comparable to Slacker, the Linklater film from the 90s, the idea that they all intersect.
Yeah, according to IMDb, they don't. They're a different story set in a different place and time, with characters exploring their way through the unexplained.
Dun, dun, dun. I can't.
I'm excited. What? Mm-mm. No?
I don't do horror.
It's okay. Ashley doesn't do horror.
I'm interested. This strikes me as Black Mirror-y, but in one project. I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a psychological thriller or is it horror?
We'll have to see to find out.
Okay, watch it and tell me because I'm not going to watch horror.
Get Out finally made a good horror film for our time that we realized there are like...
See, that's not
six,
horror.
Yeah, there are like six types of horror. It's a suspense film.
What do
suspense
you guys
falls
think?
Under horror. I don't
that
think horror is one
definitely
genre.
Definitely social commentary psychological thriller more than it is horror because there's not a lot of jump scares in it.
Horror is a...
You think it's like an overarching
I think horror is an umbrella. I don't think there's one horror film. I think horror is like comedy. There are seven comedies. There are like 15 horror films.
Horror genres. If you guys don't want something scary, here's this next thing that is not scary at all. It's actually a TV miniseries. And it's about, it's a web series about the sweet little moments experienced by a young couple in their everyday life. Isn't that beautiful?
It looks so cute. Just that picture alone. I'm like, oh, I need to watch this.
Yeah. So, Mina, you can watch that one.
Yeah.
We'll watch Creeped Out, and we'll be creeped out by it.
And we'll relay the info back to each other.
And we'll also watch Malevolent. This one's terrifying. Mm. It's October 5th. It's called, well, it's about a brother-sister team who fake, you heard that right, paranormal encounters for cash. And then they get more than they bargain for when a job at a haunted estate turns very, very real.
I love that line.
I like that concept.
That's exciting. Yeah. Yeah. And then lastly, Private Life. This one's intense, but it's with Katherine Hahn, Paul Giamatti, Molly Shannon. Those are very big names. And it's about an author, Katherine Hahn, who's undergoing multiple fertility therapies to get pregnant. And she puts putting her relationship with her husband, Paul Giamatti, on edge. It's a drama. So, but I'm curious to see these big names on Netflix, because I always think that that's something enjoyable for us to watch. Maybe not all the time. You know, there was a whole Will Smith thing that we try not to talk about too much. But hey, there's hope. There's hope. So what do you guys think? What are you most excited to see coming up in October? But I know it's very terrifying.
Oof. In all of October, I'm...
The one that you just mentioned, the romantic one.
Little Things.
Yeah.
Little Things.
Yeah.
Creeped Out?
I think Creeped Out.
Creeped Out. Yeah.
Creeped Out. I'm most intrigued by Creeped Out.
What about you, Amy?
Yes. All of the above. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of movies coming to Netflix. So let us know what you guys are watching, are currently watching, will be watching, all in the comments down below. And where can everyone find you guys on social media?
Hey everyone, I'm Mina. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all things social media, at Mina Makes Magic.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. And feel free to join us next week as we talk about more Netflix things. Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.